Now, KRWG News. Good morning. It's 6:45. Through the pandemic, a local nonprofit has been able to expand their online presence and include storytelling. Emily Guerra spoke to La Semilla Food Center's food justice storyteller, Michelle Carreon, about her new role.
What was the impact of COVID-19 to La Semilla Food Center?
We have been working remotely in the interest of our community safety and health. That's no different than the work we've been doing for years in terms of community health and during a pandemic. You know, our executive directors had to make the decision to continue doing our work, but also staying safe and working remotely. And through that, we've also really been adapting our programs and our services. So there's a number of ways that that's been happening, but we found crucial to maintain, you know, the programs that we offer and to transfer to virtual spaces. So we do have virtual programs through edible education, like Family Cooking Night, as well as community education through discussions and group meetings and cooking demonstrations. But we are doing that remotely and virtually, so that adds new challenges. But of course, it also reinforces that commitment that we have and the importance of maintaining that community connection and our relationships. Another way that La Semilla has adapted based on the pandemic has been related to our Farm Fresh program, and that's related to providing opportunities to purchase fresh vegetables from local farmers, small farmers, and including La Semilla's community farm as well. And that's a good example, I believe, of this adaptation that La Semilla took during the pandemic. Prior, we did have a storefront at our offices in Anthony, and now we are providing an opportunity for people to purchase farm boxes. And people are able to either pick them up at our offices, or we do deliver to both Las Cruces and El Paso and Anthony. So that's another way that we've seen this as an opportunity to adapt and continue to serve our community and keep doing what we're doing through programming as well as access to healthy food. Again, we see this pandemic obviously as creating significant challenges and changes to La Semilla, but we also see it as an opportunity. And one opportunity would be, you know, it's more crucial than ever to strengthen our communication and community connections online and from a distance. And so we're definitely grounded in that and fostering and strengthening those relationships with others in the land. And we're seeing this as a time to kind of, you know, expand our online presence and what we're doing now and to consider what this is going to look like as we move forward.
Is that why your role as food justice storyteller was created? And how does it fit in with La Semilla Food Center?
I think the pandemic and our current moment has definitely factored into my role and my purpose. But I believe that, you know, in La Semilla's work, we've been creating culture and engaged in sharing stories, lived experiences, engaging in the histories since the beginning. So definitely my position as food justice storyteller, which I think is a really unique way to frame my position, because ultimately it also comes back to the need for a communications person for La Semilla. And that is part of why my position was created and the organization really moved forward to make a call for this position, is that aspect of it, of expanding digital communications, our online presence, updating our website, and really moving forward in how, you know, we maintain a presence but also strengthen that and offer resources and connections in digital platforms. But then on the other side, the part of my title that is connected to storyteller, right? You know, we've been telling stories as a community, as culture, as people for generations, you know, and really thinking about what that looks like with regard to our work with food justice, with education, and documenting these stories, but also creating spaces for us to share our stories and how we relate to our food ways, the intersection of, you know, food and culture and cooking and art and all these various aspects. So the other side of my position related to the storytelling initiative really gets to the heart of that, which is nothing, I would say, new with La Semilla, but definitely in terms of creating more intentional opportunities and projects and storytelling campaigns to document our stories on the border and in this region as it relates to food and ecology, but also in an effort to obtain tangible resources. You know, what we learn from the stories we tell and how we relate to each other, lends a lot to what people are experiencing with regard to food justice, with farming, with all these various areas. So that's another aspect of this work. And so I guess you can say that my role is both, you know, being a communications person for our organization, but also this a really exciting dimension of storytelling and more intentional storytelling with our work.
For the entire interview with Emily Guerra and Michelle Carreon, go to the Puentes page under the News tab at krwg.org.